Week we were speaking about Zriya u'Binyan, the duality of raising children, which is our most important possession. I just want to give one last hakdama, and I should have said it last week. You know, we're talking about chinuch and the seriousness of chinuch. And I remember there was a line in some thing I once saw. I neglected to mention it because I thought it was interesting. It says, you need a license to drive, you need a license to own a gun, but every Tom, Dick, and Harry could be a parent. And like, it's weird, like you should have to take some sort of course before you become a parent. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's our life's work, it's our most important work, it's our prized possessions that we have children who we raise. So we're talking about now, we're on Daf Yud here in the Sefer Tzmichu Binyan. Of course, the paragraph is Tzmichu Binyan. But he says there's two aspects of raising children. There's the planting and then there's the building. And we spoke last week about, we're on Yud, right, about what those two things are. And now we're getting into what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is. Just to give another example of what the two duality is, and we're going to speak more about it as we go. It'll become clearer and clearer as we walk through this sugya. So, Sharish HaAvoda, Legabe Avoda, Mishtamish Balas, we saw that about the Bills, Misil Sishar. HaAvoda, over there, that's the short little paragraph. Someches Smicha Organis, Avoda is a natural, organic growth. When there's a root inside a person which makes it grow, but the milas in which he purchases, so to speak, that's binyan. And now he explains what this is. Dugma l'shtei b'chinas elohi the following. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have different aspects. Remember this when it comes to Aseret Yemei Teshuva. This will help you there. What are the two aspects of those? Rosh Hashanah. Afshu shayach l'Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Rosh Hashanah, on the one hand, is part of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. When one is supposed to be really working hard on their avodah and getting close to Hashem and doing tshuva all they've done, but ein bo vidui al chatayim. Rosh Hashanah is the first 2 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Yet, what don't we do? Chatanu. We don't do any of that stuff. Why not? Hayom kulo hischadshus malchus shamayim ba'olam vekabalas ol malchus ol yisparach alayim. The whole day, right? People get confused with what is Rosh Hashanah. What is the theme? The theme of Rosh Hashanah is one. It's mekabel ol malchus. It's one long kriya shema. It's representing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it's the coronating of the king, so to speak, right? All this far. And when you get down to the kernel, the root of Rosh Hashanah is about, Tati my king. I know, Father in heaven. Anyway, Vizuhi Zriyas, this is the planting of the seeds, Chayenu Lashana Chadasha. But it's more than that. When you start Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year, Tosin Rosh Hashanah says it's a Rosh Hashanah for the Machshava. And it's the Machshava where we're coronating God the King. But that a moment of emotion, of that 2 day Shema, is something which is planted and rooted inside of a Yid, which is supposed to flourish within him for the entire year. Zoizriyas haichayenu l'shana chadosh. It's the Rosh Hashanah, because everything goes after the beginning, and that's how it all begins. That's what Chazal say, kol shana, sharasha p'tchilasa, right, that we're not poor in the beginning, misasheris p'sofa, which is going to be, it's going to be great in the end. You have a good Rosh Hashanah, the whole year is going to be great. Me'eroshem ha'adir shel shnei yamim kedoshim shel Rosh Hashanah, from the great precipice of Rosh Hashanah, tzomeches avodosenu b'meshach Hashanah. Everything flourishes the whole year. That's planting. Other forms of planting, right? I was talking to somebody in Kiruv today. So like he says, yeah, this is my, he has a lot of talmid, but like, planted a seed. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You plant a seed. Today we had a we have a group of boys and they're bullying each other. So we brought in somebody to talk to them in a circle, like a little group therapy situation. Well, how would it go? So the Rebbe was a little bit disappointed. The kids didn't take to it. The guy who we brought in was like, it was great. Because the Rebbe's like, they didn't act right then and there perfectly, right? But the outside guy says, no, we planted seeds. You have no idea what went in and what's going to come out later on. You have no idea. I can't tell you the stuff that people repeat to me that I said to them, and I have no idea I said it. Like, all the time, people come, oh, remember that? I'm like, no. You know, I can remember stupid things, but like what I said to people, you know, I remember what other people say to me. What I said to them, no. But so it takes root. But Yom Kippur, what happened Yom Kippur? Anu oskim bividuyim al chataenu ubechipas drachim l'sakein osam. In Yom Kippur, we're looking all over the place for our sins. Ad shebetfilas ne'ilu anu magiyim l'kabalas berura keitzad livnos etz atzma mechadish. Yom Kippur, was, this is a binyan. That's a binyan moment. It's not going to be that something's going to take root and flourish the whole year. Yom Kippur is right now. Right now. What am I right now? It's instant. It's I'm grabbing it. I'm building it. I'm forming it. I'm not hoping it goes into me and takes root down the road like a fungus. I'm like, what are we doing right now? And hopefully, you know, oftentimes those Kabbalahs sometimes are fraught with danger. I have a sign up. Could you imagine, you know, picture the whole year when you make decisions like you're in the middle of Ne'ilah? You know, but those moments are wonderful moments. The moment's binyan. Now let's understand it when it comes to planting and building in our children. And also in ourselves. Let's say, what do we want for our children, right? We don't want so much. We want them to learn. We want them to fulfill mitzvahs. Maybe dunk a basketball. But the basics, right? We want them to learn. We want them to do mitzvahs. We need to plant within them the seed of Torah. Not put them in front of a Gemara and say, learn. Plant seeds. What's planting seeds? Chazal tells, Beferish Gemara. Beferish Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Kat Gemara Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. Kat Amir Dela Daber. Let's say you have a child, he knows how to speak. Aviv Mulamdo Torah Krishma. You teach him Torah. Torah Mahi. What is Torah? Amnuna. Torah Tzivalon Moshe. Torah, you teach him. Torah teaches a lot of Moshe. You get that in his head. You get that right away. The Rambam paskins like this. The Rambam says when a child's able to speak, the first sentence that should come out of his mouth, Torah teaches a lot of Moshe, Morashah, Kilos Yaakov. Remember, we had a couple of kids in Eretz Yisrael. And I remember, my first kid was born. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a little bit more of a factory back in the day. It's not like America where they have kids and you have like six women in a room. And this is before they redesigned Shari Tzedek. And you had some like ninja women. You know, these women were producing children at a very fast rate, let's just say. So like their fifth or sixth kid, they bring the baby to them in the nursery. And all of a sudden the mothers are saying to their kids, Torah, Tziva Lanu, Moshe, Morash. Like right there as they're born. They're planting those seeds, right? We do this subconsciously with things that are unimportant. And you see how effective it is. Your kids will naturally follow the sports teams that you follow. Right? Lahavdil, which is not important. Why? Because they see you sitting in front of whatever it is. They see you watching. They see you cheering for that. And therefore, naturally, that's what they want. You're planting seeds. You're always planting seeds. They see you get up early in the morning when they wake up with a sefer in your hand. That plants a seed. That's not a binyan. That's the ultimate seed planting where they're going to see you doing something that down the road they're going to say, oh, that, you're not telling them anything. You're planting that seed. Chanukah. It's one of the great vorts I've heard. I don't remember who said it, but the Pnei Yeshua asks one of the all-time famous kashas of Chanukah. Tumah HaChubetzibur, right? What's the kasha? What's the whole nace of Chanukah? What do we need it for? In the end of the day, Tumah HaChubetzibur. Since the majority of the oil was Tameh, you could use the oil. Because there's a din, Tumah HaChubetzibur. That Tumah, that majority is Tameh, you could use it. Right? So why not? So what's pshat that they had to make it Tara? That they had to make it, the whole miracle in the 8 days? And we don't need the miracle. Tumah HaChubetzibur. So everybody gives this answer. It's davar yadua. Because in the beginning, when you're mechanech, it's called chanukah from the word chinuch, when you're mechanech, it's got to be done in purity. You have to show it that it's done properly. The beginning stages are so critical that it's got to be done foundationally, so beautifully. That's what chanukah, that's what we're celebrating chanukah. That in the very nascent stages of the Beis HaMikdash being purified, it was done in such a beautiful way. Dvarim elu heima, dvarim shevahem yeshoyresh dibura. That's going to have a root in the way you speak. Right? Zohi hazri, that's planting. Hayelad shomei elu yishona b'chayiv sheish lanu Torah. The child hears in the beginning of his life that there is a Torah. Vayelad unavi gadol, he had Torah. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu. I got parentheses. I don't have a good answer to this question. We get to Parashat Shmos, all your kids are going to come home with projects saying, Moshe is so cute, and he was in the basket. You know, that's our introduction to Moshe. I mean, I always find it difficult. Our first children's interaction with Moshe Rabbeinu is not his greatness, but rather in a basket floating in the Yam Suf. Right, whatever it is. Tasha on a preschool. What? Mother's greatest, sister's greatest.
To show them that it comes,
he comes from there, right? That could be.
Jewish leaders are.
You could say that Emes Liakov here. You know the famous Emes Liakov? What my favorite. Top five Divrei Torah of mine. Emes Liakov. What?
Back pocket.
Back pocket? Yeah, this one you got to walk around with. The Emes Liakov says this beautiful idea that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes out of the Teva and they bring over the Egyptian nursemaids, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't suckle, doesn't nurse from the Egyptian nursemaid. Why not? So we know because Peh Kaddish, She'asid L'daber Mashchina, this holy tongue that eventually will speak with the Shechina, can't drink, can't nurse. But listen to this. The Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rashba, I think Paskins or like teaches, and the Shulchan Aruch says the Rashba, that based on this, nobody's allowed to nurse from a Egyptian nursemaid. From a Goyish nursemaid. That's it. It's got to be what's the reason why Moshe can't? Because Peh Kaddish Asa L'Daber Mashchina. Because eventually he's going to speak with the Shechina. So that's why. But I'm never going to speak with the Shechina. So why can't I? You know, why can't our kids nurse from a Goyish nursemaid? It's good kasha. Zok Tehila Gemes Liakov. Everybody has the ability. All in the chinuch, in the beginning. In the beginning, you don't want to chas. You don't want to make sure that it's done. Kedasu Kedik. What's that?
As a welcome kisser Moshe.
Welcome, Kemosha Oud. How does that stem with that? Okay. We could all be, the Rambam Perakei Alok Halal Filch Hashuvah says we could all be like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? On our level. Hard to know. Anyway, Vusiva Lakabal Osoy Mitzvoseh. Okay, move on. Lacher Shatfua Nizra, after the grain is seeded, Vihimitchila Litzmoch, and it begins to flourish, he's Kukul Lagashim. It requires rain. What's the job of a parent? So you plant a little bit. So you've taught him to. You need to water the baby a little bit. So he's going to flourish it. Yeah, that's what a parent does. You plant the seeds, givaldik, but it's not your job's not over. You know, you can't like head off into the hills. You gotta work. You gotta nurse him. You gotta water the plant. Of course, this is why it's called a kindergarten. Right, you're watering the plants of the children. It's true. This is the warmth of the house. And it comes from his father and mother. The warmth. He sees the way the parents live their lives. The rain. Notice the modeling of the parents. Parents have to model behavior. To fulfill the mitzvah simcha. The Amir is Birkas Bekavana, to say Brachas Bekavana. So I'll say a couple things on this. Number one, to fulfill Mitzvah Simcha. Famous story. Famous story about Rav Moshe. They asked Rav Moshe, how come some, you know, back in the 40s, 50s in America, it was very hard for Jews to make it. Because on Shabbos, if you didn't work on Shabbos, you got fired. So could you imagine, you were a young, impressionable young man, and the father came to the table, and every Shabbos he would start with, oh, Shver Tzayni Yid. So kids went off the derech, because there's no simcha. It's a famous story, you know, one time, first graders, they called the kids, the model, we're going to do a model Shabbos table. And they bring in the kid, okay, make Kiddush like your father. And the kid starts, and he goes, oh, Shver Tzayni Yid. That's how his father does it. But there's another guy. He had a sukkah, and his sukkah decorations were the pink slips that he got fired from every job because he was celebrating it, because this is what I get for keeping Shabbos. Givaldik! When you see the joy and the beauty of being a Yid, this is going to produce. That's the job of, that's watering the planting, the geschmackheit. Right, that's the dugma chayy shel ahorim. B'kiyum mitzvah simcha v'amir is brachas bekavana. They say brachas bekavana. They should see that brachas. You don't tell your kid, no. Just make a bracha. They see you make a bracha, they'll imitate you the way you make a bracha. And the way again, I'll throw my own thing. I have this story that happened a couple of years ago. So this kid was, the Rebbe was teaching, and the kid was so chutzpahdik. Like apparently the Rebbe gave up. Whatever, I don't know the Rebbe, but the kid was in the back of the room just on his phone. It was like the third time that year I took away his phone. I went nuts on him. I said, I'm not giving your phone back to your parents coming. Okay, not giving the phone back to the parents coming. Mother says, God, you said that. I said, I'm not giving the phone until you come in. Mom comes in. I have a shulam. Mom to listen. This is my concern. He's going to be married one day. He's going to be sitting in front of his wife. And instead of sitting and talking to his wife, he's going to be on his phone the whole time. And he'll be talking like this. With what? She goes, that's exactly what his father does.
So shkoyach. Here's your phone. Here's the name of
the phone. I said, what am I? Checkmate. Yeah. Checkmate, you know? Yeah. And then she goes in, you know, we're all busy, work, this, that. What do you want, you know? Like, I was laughing. But, I don't know, laugh, cry, whatever it is. Okay. Ala binyan. Now back to binyan. Shebechinach anavot b'avitz perikechof aleph. Very simple. Nobody follows except for the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I think it's called Zilberstein's. Very good. Zilberstein's, right? Whatever. Joey's referencing a perm spiel from Sammy Schertz was in the spiel, but about 10 years ago. Anyway, ben chomish lemikra. When you're 5 years old, you start learning chomish. Boom! Ben eser lemishnah. 10 years old, mishnais. There's no planting it. You just stuff it down his face like an ox. Ben chomish eser lem gemara. Right? If you take psychology, this pairs with the... what do you call those things? The different stages of development, right? I could sound fancy if I remembered it. But 5 years old, the brain is not developed yet. Okay, learn stories, chumash. 10 years old, you have the ability to know between right and wrong, good and bad, mutter, asr, patr, chayiv, tamitar. Start learning mishnayis. I can see, you know, I don't follow this. I start learning with my kid when they're 7. When they're 10, I start to understand what I'm talking about. And primarily, I do when they're 7 years old, so they can learn how to read.
10 years old.
10 years old, they do. But I want them to read, so it's a good way to read. I've been chamish l'gemara. The brain is not developed properly to analyze. We all know, everybody around the table, we're able to analyze much better today than when we were younger. Memory is not the same. The eyes are going. I have to get bifocals. But that's something else, whatever. I'll talk to my therapist about this. Mikan. Limdonu Chazal Shiyesh Madregas Betalach Binyan Adam. There's a plan. There's a system. Vachinach LeMadregas Elu Tzarich LiYos Matim LisPachus HaTivit Shel. It has to fit naturally with the development of the child. Zeu Kla Goldu Bachinach. You have to recognize where he is and what to give him. Also Lidrosh Meyel Dvarim Shemitzad Gilo VitPachtu Adayin Enu Mesugal Avinu Mekayim. You should never give to your kid something that he's not developed enough to get it yet. You are harming your child by trying for him to do something which he's not ready yet. Can you imagine you bring like a 6-year-old out to a basketball, you're going to say, start dunking. The kid will say, I never want to play this game. It's a stupid game. People do that in religion. You bring a 10-year-old and you say, here you go, here's Bava Metzia, go. Well, and we do that, right? It's 10, 12 we start, 11,
like going to shul.
Look at this. You have the side of the zach over there. I gave you the notes. We're going to get there. 1 second.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Because it's there, right? Yeah. We're going to get there. Oh, that's exactly when I read this. Yep. That was my cancel initial groups. Thought. Not cancel groups. Not groups changing. Are okay. But I'll tell you what's not okay. Also, Lidrosh Mayel Dvarim. You can't darshan that. Who yima'is bahem, the kid will become disgusted with it. Right? You bring a kid, you make a kid sit in laning. You want to kill a kid, make him sit in laning when he's 9 years old. That's going to damage his ruchnius. You bring a kid to shul at a young age, you're doing damage. You're doing damage. If you bring him to sit in shul, that's the worst thing you could do. When they're emotionally ready to sit in shul, it's appropriate. But, you know, again, I learned this, my oldest son, Marcus Becheris, with Mariv, when he was 11, like, noon, he kept like ignoring me. 12, noon, battles. Thank God, I'm not a battler in general. So the day he turned 13, he never missed a Mariv. He was ready. But like, to rush those things, unnecessary rushness downfield. Davening in particular is the area in which we try to force our kids to daven. They have no idea what words they're saying. They don't know who they're talking to. It's not fun. The only thing we could do for our kids in shul, I heard this from Rabbi Prad a number of years ago, is make sure they get a lollipop when they walk in. They get a lollipop, they get a geschmack from coming to shul. Right? You have a lollipop guy in the shul? Rabbi Prad. Yeah, Rabbi Prad. So Rabbi Prad was saying about his kid. I remember he said this. He said this in 2003. I'll never get this as long as I live. But he was a very smart man, Rabbi Prad. He still is a very smart man. Rabbi Prad said he once brought his kid to shul, and his kid says, I don't like this shul. But he brought his kid to the other shul. He couldn't understand. Why did he like this shul, not that shul? Because one shul they gave a lollipop, the other shul he did. It wasn't like he liked the chazan or didn't like the chazan. Right? So it's crucial. The binyan is you follow the program. You figure out what's developmentally correct. I mean, the Gemara tells us, sits us, 3 years old, perfect. To put him on a 2 years old is folly. When do you put him in the sukkah? When he understands, when he can call him up. The Gemara tells you all these things, very smart. When do you force him to sit at the table on Shabbos? When they're able to. Each kid is different. You know, traditionally, by 8th grade, high school, they started able to sit at the table for the entire time. Younger kids could sit better than the older kids. But like, they don't want to sit around talking about adult things. It's not age appropriate. Yeah, let's stop over here because we'll get into other stuff next week. But the idea here is, don't forget, Zriya Ubinyan. Begin the planting. That's the most important thing. Planting can begin at 0 years old. But building, when you want to put something in them, when you want to like take it now, that's got to be age appropriate. Zriya, because you're not looking for the results of that Zriya. You're looking for the organic growth that comes from Yetzirah. That could begin at any age. And you have no idea. Sometimes we think that, you know, the kid's too young. But I'll never forget, my kid's chaptois. I was in the car and I would listen to whatever I wanted when the kids were too young. I figured they sit in the back and they sleep. But like, what you listen to in the car has a tremendous impression on them. Right? It has a tremendous impression. And that will naturally flourish as they grow older. All right. Zayge Zutten Stark. Have a wonderful day.